The teenage years can be full of angst. One way to overcome the trials and tribulations of being a teenager is finding a creative outlet. 18-year-old Tatiana Martinez turned to writing poetry as a young girl to cope with big changes in her life. Over time, her poetry evolved into music. She now works for the recording studio Upstar Records inside of San Francisco's Sunset Youth Services. It's run by young people and supports them with things like parenting classes, food assistance, and job training. When Martinez isn't helping young musicians make music, she writes and records her own songs with the goal of putting out her own album. She shares the story behind her songs in this installment of Bay Area Beats.
Keep your head up. My music has a very old school West Coast flavor to it. Like, everybody tells me I sound like back in the 90s before I was born.
Trying to grind to make that money. Always bought that action. Always popping guns, dropping bodies, buying a brick just to sell. His mama really sick, the circumstances ain't well.
Actually finishing this song, Consequences, I'm very proud of that because it was something I did very quick and I didn't want to... When I make music, I'm not always in a rush to record it because at a point I will record it. But this song, Consequences, is like, I feel like it needs to be out.
And that he'll be there forever as long as he knows. All he really hopes is his time ain't close.
My favorite part is the writing, because that's the part where it's fun for me, because it's the part where I'm crossing out words, I'm putting back words, I'm fixing my lines, I'm timing where I have to start my chorus.
That's how it goes. I know times get hard, buddy.
I started writing poetry because my brother went to jail, and the only way I could feel that I could express it was through poetry. He went to jail when he was like 18 or 17. I was in sixth grade. It impacted me in a big way because my father not being around and my brother practically took that place. But now not having that person that I can call whenever, it did really change it. It taught me not to like take life like everything you do has a consequence. That's what he practically taught me.
My worst fear is the thought of losing you. Every time we fuss and fight, I can't help it, so I cry. Thinking about the past, how we was when we started. I done made it clear to you, so what else can I do?
All my songs are probably going to be stories, whether they're mine or not, but they're stories about how it is hard at school and the struggle can be hard and how you can feel alone sometimes. And then it goes to circumstances at home, how it is different living, because I've lived in a house before with a lot of my family and I also lived in projects. So that's a big difference. And I want people to be able to relate that, even though some people look at me and say like, okay, well, she has this and that. Like, I want to let people know, like, it's not always has been like that. There's been times where I've been at my lowest and at my highest.
Tell me what you gonna do. Am I on your mind? Do you miss me too?
My hardest times was from 8th grade to probably 10th. I lived in L.A. From the age of 7 to 14. Those were the years where my brother had went to jail and my mom had got really sick. And I was a little rebel at the time. I didn't really think about school as a big deal. I didn't care for it at all. And going to school and the teachers just, as soon as I get there, like, you're late, get out. It was really hard. Like, I didn't care whatsoever. I wouldn't mind. For me, it was a prize going home. And I moved back to San Francisco, so I felt like coming to San Francisco was an opportunity to start over. They don't know who I am. So it was a big change for me. Everything went better. I'm a straight-A student now. I'm very concentrated with music. After high school, I know I want to go to college, and I really want to pursue music and make my own major on music. A lot of things I would get is that I'm a girl and that music is going to be like hard for a girl to get into rapping. Most of all because I'm not interested as much to singing as rapping. Me is all rap. So they would tell me it'd be hard, but I don't know. I saw that more as a motivation when people would tell me that. I never saw it as, oh, I'm going to stop or not everybody's going to like what I do. And if one person doesn't like it, three more will.
Just right. Now tell me what you want, and I tell you it's all right. Don't play any games if you don't want to see a player. This lady right here, keep it real, she ain't no hater. I hope you understand what I'm really trying to say. I got my red cup, and we mobbing all day. Not giving a fuck about what you gotta say.
Single for the night.
What you gotta say.
Yeah, I'm single. single for the night.
I'm single, what you gotta say?
I'm single,
what you gotta say?
I'm single for the night.
I'm single, what you gotta say?
I'm single,
what you gotta say?
I'm single for the night.
I'm single, what you gotta say?
I'm single,
what you gotta say?
I'm single for the night.
What you gotta say?